Okay, sure. So somehow the way things were developed in these packets was that since we got onto the topic of not bar not, and that has talks about, so that sort of led us into Hechsher Kalim. So that's where we started last time. I guess once we start Hechsher Kalim, we'll go through Hechsher Kalim. And then we have to go back to Basar V'Cholav and do Efer HaPogim and Dar V'Charif. So this week, Be'ezras Hashem will be the beginning of our three series. So I think the way we'll do it this week is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay? And we'll take it week by week and see how things develop. Okay. So there is a concept in Halacha. We know that there's two types of ways of Hechsher Kalim, Libun and Hagala. If you use things, something on the fire without water, Eish, so you get it with Eish. And if it's, you cooked treif meat, so it was water, so then you get out with water. So how does it work? So the it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 1 in this packet called 20B 20A, Kli matches havel pi sheshom mishim shtam mishbo isu b'mkzos nesa kulo mishim cham mkzos cham kulo. Aval inyan hechshev lola hechshe ishachshe kulo penyin hagal b'inyan libo. So in other words, so this is the question. Say part of the kli got treif. It's a kli matches, so as we know, metal conducts heat. So the part of it got into the treif. Say you were taking a spit and you were roasting non-kosher marshmallows on the spit. So do you just have to kasher? Do you just have to? So when you put a spit of a marshmallow, you know, so the marshmallow doesn't touch the whole spit. It's only on the edge. So when you kasher, do you just kasher the edge of the thing, or do you have to kasher the whole thing? It went in through, you know, through only having heat on the edge. So maybe I can kasher it that way. Do we say kibolko tachpolto, and therefore that's the way to do it? Or no, the whole spit has to be put in the fire, even the part that didn't go directly in the fire, only got a bliya through kibolo kachpolto, chamiktsaso champulo. So that's the question here. So what he's saying is here, the mechaber, that even though chamiktsaso champulo, and therefore the heat went in through, in other words, the fire only touched part of the kli, but then it was conducted to travel through the whole thing. So you might think, what? You could do Hechsher the same way. The mashmalah, no. That Hechsher, the direct fire, should touch every point directly with the fire. And the same thing by Hagola. If, say, you were Mavashel in part of the kli, and then the heat spread throughout the whole kli, so you might think maybe when you machsher through Hagol, you just put the kli in the hot water on part of the kli that was originally in the hot water. But the whole kli doesn't have to be submerged in the hot water. Kamashmala, no. Ach yachshu kulo ben inyan Hagola ben inyan libun.
Is it only on
kli
matachas?
Yeah. So let's see. 1 second. So the Ramah writes, the davka imishtamish bekulo. Alam yadu shalom nishtamesh rak biktsoso kibolo kachpolto. So he says no. He says a different thing. That's only if, in other words, you might have used the whole, you might have had direct contact with the whole kli. But if you know for sure that not, so then you have to then you don't have to be machshir the whole kli. You just have to be machshir the part that that the heat came in, that the heat came into. And this is a three-way machloikas in the Rishonim of how this works. What's the is the tour here? The tour here in the packet. Okay. So that's the question. Do we say that which page?
Hmm?
Which page?
29.
Just take a look at page 29 for a second. So that's not what I was looking for. Any other tour here in the packet? Okay. Don't look at page 29 though. Okay. So that's the question. That's basically the question. And the Shach and others discuss it. So there's a famous comment in the Ra'or, in the Berak HaBayis, on page 4. So the Berak HaBayis is the one who says this svara, that that if something got trafe through Aish, and then the Aish was only on one part, then you don't have to put the so the question is, do you have to put the, in the Heksha process, you have to put the fire on the whole thing, not just on that one spot. So he says like this. So the Berak HaBayis is famous for his Hagdara of Libud. All kinds of klicheres yeshal hechsher b'chzoros kinfon. Fav yodei chzoros kinfon she'en hechsher kagola. Klimatat chosam l'hafli mashabola. Havah libu m'shamokam enu mafli kol isu shabola kibuhu. So this is the big yisod. It's famous, people don't even know what the halachi was talking about. But this is what they know, the lumdus. People who like lumdus like to quote this. And then they don't know what he was saying, but the lumdus that they like to quote is that there's a basic difference in heksher. When you machsher through hagola, the pshat is that the tam that was in the kli is niflat, is spit out. When you put the hot water in, it gets spit out into the hot water, and either it's bottled in the hot water or it's in Eina Ben Yoma already, so it's going to not come back in because it'll be already pogum. But libun is a different word. Libun is what we call soref bimkombo. It's not shot that the tam comes out, but it gets burnt up internally. Soref bimkombo. So that's his. So therefore, the halacha that he's trying to articulate is therefore, since it's sorif b'mkomo, you should have, if the blia came in through fire, say on the spit with the non kosher marshmallow, so it's not enough just to put the fire when you're kashering it on the edge where it got in, but you have to have direct fire on the whole thing, because since it's what? It's Soref Bimkomo, so then we want direct fire on each mokum on the spit. Has to have direct negia into the fire. That's his halacha. And the lundus that he's saying is, because it's not a din of polite, it's din of Soref Bimkomo. Now, one didn't have to say like this. Others point out that you could have still said the lundus, that it's Soref Bimkomo, and still say that, you know, it's not mukhrach, but in his mind it was. His mind, if it's sorbim komo, that it has to have direct contact. So that's what was his yisodis. He says, "Hava yodei d'achzorski." Yeah. El kiloi. You see, kiloi's fourth line. Who shemechale isu shebesochu. L'fichu who hechsher v'nafkla mina di'ilu shvud mateches. So what's the nafkamina? What is Tam Lomda's philosophy? How does it work? No, he says he has a nafkamina ladina. The nafkalina mina di'ilu shvud mateches v'kaim ilam cham b'ktsoso cham kulo m'shtamush v'isu b'ktsoso. In other words, if you had this shvud, this long rod, and you had the non-kosher marshmallow on the end, and you only put the fire when you were heating up the marshmallow on the end of the thing, and the heat transferred to go through the thing, hare kulo nesar, so the heat conducts, and the whole thing got also kilo nishtamish bekulo. Ushabal lahakshiru belibon lo dai lo lalaben akide also mixer shenishtamish bo biser lefisha ena liban mafli blo ela mechale ukshemechale akide also mixers lo dai lo bekach sheyovel lishtamish bo behede yiflor iser they also mixers shelohuksha sheichamikzas ucham kulo lo dai lo ela beliban kulo. That's what it comes to liban. Because that's his yisod. The libun is mechala. Aval bikdeira shel mateches she nishtamash ba iser b'miktsoso. But say you had a big pan, and you only fried the egg on one side of the pan. You didn't use the whole pan. But the whole thing becomes treif because cham ichtzos or cham kulo. So because the metal conducts. So now when you kasher it, are you going to have to fill up the whole pan with water and do a hagola on the whole thing? Or is it enough just to do hagola on the part that had the direct contact? So, aval b'gedeir shal matecha shal nishtamish ba yisur b'mukzos a dailo b'hechzer agolo akidei oso mikzos. So, according to his yisod, this is his yisod, that if it's midin polate, so then you only have to do the by that area where the direct treif came in, the treif eggs came. Ta'agolo hechzer plate hi ukubolo kach polto var polat mashabolo. So the same thing, whatever came in through Hagola, so you're cooking in that part of the kli, it's enough to do, assuming the frying pan is not the best example because we discussed it already in Machloikas, but assuming that you're cooking in that area, in that part of the kli, only that part of the kli, so then you would only have to do hagola that part of the kli, and anything that therefore became treif throughout the other part of the kli, because of cham ichtzoso cham kulo, will come out through cham ichtzoso cham kulo as well. Now, so what became famous from this Beder Kabayis is this his articulation of this yisod, that whether we assume like his halacha or not, that's a separate thing that we saw, you know, it's a big machlokas. The Ramah says clearly not that way. When Yadu Shalom Shtamish Rak Miktsoso Kibolo Kach Polto, even so, that we're going to see that there's going to be three shitas in the Rishonim on this topic, whether you have to, you know, whether we say you have to do the whole thing or only part, or maybe there's a chiluk between liban and hagola. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be the three logical possibilities, and that's what the achronim are going to say, is they're going to be the three shitas. And the Ra'ah was the one who articulated this this yisod. If you look in the Shach, he he discusses he quotes the Rashba. He says, "They also close to Bedivrei Rosh. Near to Sovik and Rashba, she close and she has begim laben chudol shosakin. The fish yugim over kachov and l'shtamish bobor. Avagav the chamik tzos chamik kulu splash ayus bekulu. Because mokum came into any Israel l'shtamish besakin al deor sagim hachi. Okay, mashmad l'shtamish bo al deor also chamik tzos chamik kulu. I'm reading the lesser of a lowly in hechsher." So that's the. And if you look in the Taz and Zayin, Yishlaim Dazara, Gizel Divrei HaTor Shecholek al HaRashba. Shekosav Kolosha Nashulchan Aruch Masiv Zev, Kosav HaTor Alov, and Nira Ladavki Mishlamish Bekulo. In the Kay, Lama Kosav Ramon, Loshan Zeki, Ibuhu Muskam, Aloshan Nashulchan Aruch Kolom, the Elo Mashar Ramon, Farsh HaTor Lobarla, the Farsh Divrei HaRashba. Nishachir Lo, Hechshar, yeah. The verb had to be Torah's abayis. The avim lo mishlamish elu miktsosu b'isur tzorich hechsher b'kulo. That goes to be had to be shmeres abayis sham. Shudivei Rashba. Chorcha ator cholik ala Rashba zev. Ikar plukta tuli b'sugya perik dam chattas, etc. So this is a machloikas of Yishoinim. If you look in the Mishmeres Habayis, on that same page where the Ra'ol was, on page 4, he writes, Amar HaKosev Lodok, Kav Dvarav Nus, the Bagolo Dailo Bagolo Osu Mitzah Shem Shtamish Bolo Dchal Golom Kol Poch Kotin Kain Af Anu Nomar Bechli Shetzolo Bo Isser Vino Osu Mitzah Snichsha Kulo Kamo Kach Poto. So he says that no, it's maybe it's not true. That maybe you just need hechsher on that mixas. So that is a machlokis in the post scheme of whether whether you say Kibbolah, whether you have to be machshir that place, or you could be machshir the whole thing. But again, and some want to say, oh, they're fighting about, that there's a machlokes about, the fundamental machlokes. But even if you don't say like the Ra'oz halacha, you could still say like the Ra'oz in Yesod, and it's very relevant to Ladina, the Yesod. I'll tell you, say for example, a simple Nafkamina Ladina would be whether do you have to wait 24 hours when you kasher, right? Usually when we kasher through Hagolah, So if you have a pot, if you say your fork is treif, so then if you're going to do it right away, so then it'll only be a good hechsher if you put it in water that shishim keneged the fork, right? But if you don't, then you have to wait 24 hours, and therefore even though there's no shishim, it'll go out lefgam and come back in lefgam, and then tchilas obliyos lefgam is mutter. But when you're kashering through what? Through Libun. So then it's Sorev Bimkomo. So Sorev Bimkomo doesn't require any concept of waiting 24 hours because it's Sorev Bimkomo. So Sorev Bimkomo, Mali 24 hours, Mali 2 minutes. It's Sorev Bimkomo. Yeah.
So the Ramah, in that situation that you just said, is not worried about the entire pork, only the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, so the Ramah writes, based on the tour, the Davkin Nishtamish Bekulo. In other words, this just bothers Mashi's interpreting. It's really not an interpretation, because it's really a separate shita. In other words, the Ra'o shita is that even though you know for sure you only use part of it, then you still have to be Mashi the whole thing. And he's quoting the Tur, who argues with that. And the Tur says no, if you know for sure you only use part of it, like in the case of the spit, then you only have to be machshir that part, and the rest will be hukshir through cham mitzoso, cham kulo.
I thought we didn't hold like rabbinic parents for cham
mitzoso, cham kulo. Yeah, so we hold.
The Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
But if okay. I'm holding a fork, I understand that metal conducts heat. If I'm holding a fork, the place where it touches becomes draped, and I'm holding it, my hand didn't get burnt because it didn't go through the whole thing. So we're just hoshesh because we don't know how much is actually getting in and how much can go out.
For what?
I'm holding a fork and it becomes trafe at the bottom near the tip of the fork. Like your spit.
Yeah.
I'm holding the fork right now, so I understand kham tzaso kham kulo, but in reality, I'm holding onto the fork and I didn't get burnt. So it actually didn't go through the whole thing. So, I mean,
The Blia went through the whole thing.
The Blia went through the whole thing, but...
Meaning, if the place where one's holding the spoon didn't get the Yatzal Espo, and one knows it didn't get the Yatzal Espo because one is still able to hold on to the fork, so therefore, by virtue of the fact they were able to still hold on to the fork, is that the gala to you that part of it wasn't the Yatzal Espo, and therefore the Blia didn't go up all the way? Meaning, granted, they went up partially, one would have an idea that didn't go up all the way to the top by virtue of the fact that didn't get the Yatzal Espo.
So we're being
mafmir
on the place.
We're choshesh that.
Right.
I thought that was
just because we don't know how much went in, but we know badai.
But the blia went inside. Maybe it was the Yatzal Espo inside the fork.
But I'm holding the fork.
You're holding the outside of the fork.
Okay.
So that's the. Yeah. So the Rashba says, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that Cham Mitzaso, Cham Kulo and everything, and then you have. Yeah, so it comes out that there are going to be three shitas in the Rishonim. Either just the shita that the Rashba that says that. Cham Mitzaso, Cham Kulo, you just have to kasher what? The part. Kibbol, Chach Polto, and everything. That whatever you have. Well, Cham Mitzaso, Cham Kulo, okay. And then Kibbol, Chach Polto, and everything. And the Torah says no. The Torah. So those are the three shitas, the Rashba, the Ra'o, and the Torah. So the Torah is saying no, you only have to kasher the part that got. That touched the treif. Yeah.
Rashba says, if I hold, you only have to kasher.
So according to the Rashba, you just have to kasher the part that you used. If you use part of the tip, you kasher the tip. Fagol ofelib. And the Ra'ah says no, there's a chiluk between Hagola and Libun, that by Libun you kasher everything, by Hagola you just kasher if we only use parts, so you can just kasher part.
What's the third sheet?
The third sheet is that that whatever it touched, that's what you have to catch.
What's the difference
between
that and the Rashba?
No, the Rashba says that that you could just, in other words, he's saying the other sheet is you just have to kasher part of it. You could kasher through kibolokach. You can kasher part of it if
it's
cham tzasu cham kulo.
It's not the same thing as saying you only have to kasher.
There's the three possibilities are whether you have to always kasher the whole thing, no matter what.
In both cases.
Yeah.
Who is that?
What?
What Risho is
that? 1 second. And or so if you look in the Rashba, Afshab Liban also mixas kulo also chav. Mishiyah Omer Minaymosh Shneimar Cham Tzosuch Tzolabo Cham Kulo Afilu Machalot Tzolabo Ubal Adil Malo Omer Alam Kim Cham Tzosuch. Yeah, and he writes that also. So that's what the Taz. If you look in the Taz, so he'll explain it to you. The Ein Lomar, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth line. Ein Lomar Sharamo Mefarsha Tur Loba El Farish, page 2. Divrei HaRashba, Machsher Kosov Avalinin Hechshiru Lo Ola Hechshir Ad Sheyachshir Kulo. Tainim Tzorech LaHechshir Machmo Shemishtamish Bekulo Beisur. Mishtamish Bekutsosu Dai Behechshir Kutsosu. Ze Eino, Dvor Behedya Betoras Habayis, Tafim Lo Nishtamish Ela Bekutsosu Beisur Tzorech Hechshir Lo Kulo. So he's saying the Rashba Shita is you always have to be machshir the whole thing. And the tour, okay, you always have to be machshir the whole thing directly. And the tour argues. And the tour says no. It all depends upon whether it touched direct or not. According to the Rashba, you always have to, even if it didn't touch direct, you always have to be machshir the whole thing for Liban and Agola. That's the Rashba Shita. You always have to be machshir directly the whole Kli, bein for Liban, bein Agola. Always the whole thing. And the Ra'or says no. You only have to be machshir directly for Liban, Agola, you don't have to be machshir directly. And the Tur says it depends. If it touched the whole thing, then you have to mash the whole thing. Only touch part, you only mash it part.
By
everything. So those are three shitas. I'll repeat. The Rashba shita is you always have to mash the whole kli, even if the bli was only from part. You always have to be mash the whole kli. And the Ra'or says, no. If by Liban you have to be machshir the whole kli, even if it was indirect, and by Hagola you only have to be machshir the part that only the mixas hakli. And the Torah says, no, it's always whatever happened. If it got on the, if the bli was on the whole thing, you machshir the whole thing. If the bli was only part, you only machshir part. So those are three shitas. So the Taz is a little bit upset with the Ramah that he's trying to make as if the Torah and the Rashba aren't really arguing. That the Torah is being mefarish the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch is the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch is the Rashba, that you always have to be machshir the whole kli. So then the Ramah is using a Lashon, well, it depends. So he's using the Lashon HaTur to be mefarish the Shulchan Aruch. He says, don't do that. That's not right, because the Torah is a separate shita from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch shita is you always machshir the whole kli, whether it got bliya b'miktsas or didn't get bliya b'miktsas. You always machshir the whole kli. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Torah says no. It depends if it touched versus not touched. And the Ramah is the middle shita. The Ramah is the middle shita that depends on libun versus hagolah. By libun, you have to always machshir the whole kli, even if it only had bliya by part, and hagolah, you only have to machshir the part. So those are the three. So that's the idea.
Doesn't the Ramah hide the yeshorim sometimes, like here?
What?
Doesn't the Ramah hide the fact that sometimes he's presenting the yeshorim?
Yeah, okay, but the Taz just didn't like that he was using Lashon HaTor to mefarsh the Mechaber, who's the Rashba, and where the Torah is clearly arguing the Rashba, so they're not compatible. But okay, it doesn't okay. So in the end of the day, there are people out there who want to make fundamental machloikesin and lamdas, you know, is it a din and. But one could say that everyone okay, we'll get to it in a second. Everyone could say that everyone agrees with this lamdus of the ra'or, even if you don't accept the halacha of the ra'or, because the Mechaber and the Ramah both were not saying like the ra'or in halacha, but in the lamdus they can. Then there is a concept. Okay, so what is the shear of Liban? What is the shear of Liban? So so if you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on page 6, 4 lines from the bottom. Akama belabnon amar mani ansha tosir kliposim. So you have to do liban until the outer coating comes off. Okay, so we'll have to see how that works, Kuzman is there. Like the. Shechter pointed out, oh, the outer corner doesn't corner. And the Yerushalmi uses a lashon on page 7, Liban Sarchi Nitosos Menatzin Mimena. Sparks are flying. So, and the Eshkol says it's all the same shear. Page 8. Atamim labdan acha tosik libasim. Yishalmi isa acha teinim tosas nitzim. And there are the idi chachi yurahu. And the Prima Garden page 9 says hachachi yurahu. So the question is, what does that do for us in real life? Like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's not going to. The reality is not going to. So, many poskim say that our, Rav Shechter pointed out that our kalim are not made that way, that they're gonna have the sparks fly or the. So they give a shear like 900 degrees, something like that. From Rav Moshe, like 900 degrees of heat, or some say in Rabbi Maskowitz's book from Rav David, 700. Some of these big shiurim for. Rav Abadi was here. If you look in the Do you want to see Rabbi Dratz's book? Just, see something inside. He gives you on page 41. He says he goes to Rabbi Shechter, told him that it's required 950 degrees Fahrenheit for Liban, since the temperature at which sparks fly from untreated iron. Since conventional ovens that do not self-clean can be heated only to 550, it seems that it cannot have much Liban. Okay, so that was an old style, you know, Liban, that you know, if you didn't have, you would take a, those are the blowtorch people, that, you know, because, which I don't recommend, but if you, the blowtorch people are the people who come into shul on Pesach with their arm in a cast, and then those are the people that, those use the blowtorch on Pesach. Rav Abadi has a more makel shita, much more makel, on what Liban Chomer is. We didn't even talk about Liban Kal yet. He thinks that if you would take a piece of bread, how much fire would it need to be to turn into charcoal? You wouldn't need 900 degrees. It needs much less. He thinks like even 350, even something much less. So his word is that anything, and these heat, even a smaller amount of heat, that's like 350, 400, that could burn up a piece of bread. So kal vachomer that it could burn up, a bliya. But let me tell you like this. So that's what he says. Here he has on page 27. Rav Abadi, page 27, he says that he writes on the second page, V'chonchush v'nisoyin yoid shim tasim lechem shekvar haya ofoiv tarichun achshav v'tanar v'nechshach chatsi shoa b'chom gavoa lo yishar mimenu lechem el gush sorof. So he thinks if you would put in the oven, you would put a piece of bread, it would burn up. So, v'chor, that should be a raya, that it can burn up a be'en, so kal v'chomer, that it could burn up a bliya inside. So he doesn't think, v'ikar adin, you really need these shiurim of 900 and these things. So he says, he quotes the Chabad Moshe, Shenitzotzes nitzin perusho min hakash shesomim malakli v'shas halibun v'lo min hakli atzmo. That's what he quotes here. But I'll tell you another. So this is the question like this. So what do we do with ovens today? So So self-cleaning, so you have self-cleaning, so that's that gets the big shear. Now there is a thing that they say over, I mean Rabbi Jachter here says it over, which maybe one could question. And that's the question, the following. Maybe we should say the following svar. That if the oven itself, obviously, it only got as hot as the oven itself could get hot. So the, whatever iser came in, whether it's chametz or this, you say it got in at that amount. So then to come out, maybe, you know, to kasher it, kabol kach polto, you wouldn't need, what's this, 900 degrees, but the oven never gets to 900 degrees. I don't have such an oven. My oven only gets to, right? So there are, so that's a question, whether you say this idea of kabolo kach polto belibud. In other words, that as hot as it got in, so to get out, you only need that same amount of heat that it got in. So if you're going to tell me, well, you need this big shiurim of 900 or whatever it is, but it never got in that hot. So is there such an idea? So people quote, Rabbi Blumenkranz always used to quote that that was Rav Soloveitchik's opinion. If you want to see Rabbi Jachter, page 41. And say that all you need is to put it on high because it never got in more than that. Okay, but let me show you before we look in these more contemporary people. You have to know what it says in the old books first, and that is there's a prima godin. You have to know the prima godin. The prima godin says, I'll find it in a second, that there's no such thing as kibolo kach polto. In other words, by Liban. Liban is a shear. Whatever the shear is, nitotzus nitzin, so, you know, you want to say 900, everybody says no, it just means nitzin from the cash. But the prima godin has a yisod that libun is a set shear. Even if it only came in at a smaller shear, even if it came in at a smaller shear, nonetheless, it's a set shear of libun, a set amount of heat of libun. That is the, one second. That is the prima godin. I'll show you that inside. What page?
One second.
Yeah. Look on page. What page did you say?
10 and 22.
Page 10. Let's see if that's the same page. So you can look in the supplement on page 5. You can do that. Or you can look on page 10 in the original. But look at the supplement of page 5 for a second. He says, Da gibel mine libun.
Yeah.
So he writes Beferish that look at the first white line. That's the one I want you to look at. The first white line on page 10. It starts with Tuf Nun Beis. Im Shimesh Ala Eish Beli Mashke. Tzarech the Isser V'chamit Shiyu Nitotzos Nitzin. Ava Gav the Shimesh Be'ei Nitotzos. V'machvaz Kisoy Zeh. In other words, you still need the shear of Nitotzos Nitzin even if you never used to that amount of heat. That's the yisod of the prima gadol. And Rav Moshe is into this yisod that there's no such thing. In other words, you never find in poskim this idea kibolo kach polto that I only used it to the heat of 500, so I only have to have machsha 500. If I use it to 600, that's a contemporary idea. You don't find that in the old poskim. I mean, he quotes it. I mean, I know Rabbi Blumenkrantz every year in his book. That was the one place he would quote Rav Soloveitchik. He would say, "Oh, it's Machlokes, Rav Moshe, Rav Soloveitchik, whether Boluk of Polto is a set shear, or I mean, whether Lieben's a set shear, or you say Kabolok of Polto." So, no one in the poskim. I shouldn't say no one, but in the old poskim, say this. I shouldn't say no one, but in the old poskim, the old, you know, talk about prima godim, things like that. But I still believe that. So then, according to that, then you got to go back to either yourself cleaning oven or your blowtorch. So I'll tell you. So I'm a big believer of another shita, and that is quoted. And if you want to see, Rav Moshe has this idea. In other words, Rav Moshe is a big believer of this prima godim. On page 25 in the packet, in that tshuva, look at the bottom arrow. Chenicha b'shekli shetashmisho de'or afa ofen shelo hayu nitzotus nizin mehem namitzarach libo jinotel. T'lo nimtza din g'derech tashmisho bolkach polto ele b'hagola v'lo mishtabish al yor shetzarach libo You don't find that in Polskim. This is a new concept that people seem to articulate. Oh. So let me tell you something else. Another point. And that's the point that the Darugas Habosim articulates on page 26. And I think that's the big yisod. Why do I tell people that they don't have to use a blowtorch? And they don't have to, if they have a self-cleaning oven, so might as well use your self-cleaning oven. But if their oven, like here in the Heights, people don't have self-cleaning ovens, but they'll just turn it on high. So the word is like this, because the way people use the ovens, Bizman Chazal, are not the way people use ovens today. Bizman Chazal, the ovens were like what we have, the pizza oven, that you put the dough on the walls. Like Radias hapas, right? You almost had to peel the dough off. So then it was a real tzorech of libun, because you put the dough on the walls. When your mother, your wife bakes challah, She doesn't put the dough on the walls. She has a pan, and she puts it in the pan, and puts it in the oven. So everything today, at worst, is Zaya. I mean, we said it could be there's no Zaya by our ovens anyway, right? Because it's we discussed that it gets burnt up. But worst case scenario is that it's Zaya. So worst case scenario, it's Zaya. So then you don't need Libun for Zaya. Most you need is Hagala. So therefore, that's why. In other words, I think the reason, not what Rabbi Jack, it could be that's what, I'm not blaming Rabbi Jack, it could be other people already articulated, but the Pashup Shad is not what he said, that the reason for the leniency is because of the din of Bolo Kalpapto Baliba. Because as Rav Moshe points out, the Prima Gadim says, you never, there's no poskim, the old poskim, you never find such a notion. You never find such a notion. The only thing so that's what he articulates here from Moshe Greenwald in the Arugos Abosim, page 26. The first word on the line is blech. Because Mokom Kosum Magarim and the Hani, but soon nearly the Birarin Hanal, Ein Darken Lafos Besochem Mamish, Kim Al Dei Agonos, Shenosnem Besochem Ugos. Whereas when they use pans, and they put the cookies in the pans, can have like a high cosmo mom shemar mumbin then a kelim if a pay be dof and dof and the hidu live with farm is damage of him so harar to have said going to be come up who ikra din as lean boss of tash special kli so bebela im shuma da ze sh of him ba ul mal can come up dof and elion shall rare bele me come shall they have said comes a valley will be tash special day or. So really, you don't need anything, any big amount of a real libun, because if you need a real libun, so if you hold like Rav Abadi Shita, has a big mechudish tikashita based on the Chen and Moshe that any shear that a be'en would be nisraf, then the tam would be nisraf. But even if you don't want to assume like his shita, and you want to assume you need the so-called 900 or whatever it is, but. Our things today. Okay. I just want to finish saying a couple more things, and then I'm starting McVost. I still have a couple of things to do. Now there's another concept in Yiddishkeit called Lieben Kahl, and Lieben Kahl is in lieu of Hagola. If you don't want to do Hagola. So sometimes it's easy just to leave and come. So who's the Mechadish of leave and call is the Mordechai. The Mordechai on page 14. He says, so he tells you what Liban Chomer is, the first arrow, and then he says, but if it's only Heter Bola, as Ein Tzrichim Liban Gadol Neshir Kliba, Elarach, Ah, Shetehe Yad So Medisko, Mishnei Evarel. Page 14. Regilim Livdok on De Nesinis Kash, Alevi Bachutz. They have Kash Nisraf Bahaki. So today, in the world of, so Rav Abadi holds that the halacha mikra din is really what the Mordechai said. Mordechai says yad soledes po, which is a big cooler because today in the world of Lieb and Kahl, they quote 500, big. Big shiurim of you can look in Rabbi Jack's book. He says Rabbi Schechter says Tom practice America leave a call 550. Right, huge because Lemaisa they give the shiur of the Kash Nisraf. So that's what people do. But Rabbi Mati points out, he thinks that even though that's what it's, you know, they say the Shir of Kas Nisraf was only a way of knowing that you got to you know, Yad Soledis. But if you look in the real poskim, you look in the, you learn the sugya, you'll see that the din of Liban Kal is what the Mordechai said is what is Yad Soledis, which is a big difference, as you said.
One is 400 degrees off. One is 180 degrees of the Yad Soledis, one of them is 550 degrees. And the Mordechai probably didn't mean to put the two together and say it's the same. If he said you could be nibbed that guy, they had a similar patch, that's
right. Right, that was a way of doing it. So you had a, so it could be that the simon that the 550 is a guzma.
No, it's not a guzma. Why would people nib that kind of that? If it was only the Azalatis, well, they would know it's 10 times sooner than the Kashmir. They figure out there's many times easier simon.
Yeah, okay, but that things, you know, that was a way that people, you know, in those days, that was a Kashmir stuff. Oh, now you know you got to it.
This is just by heat? That being,
so people, you know, use that hashir, but if you look in the poskim, you look in the Beis Yosef in the source, that's really, you know, what the Rabbi Wolg writes about this as well, what it is. Okay. The question that is relevant also is by Liban Kal, do you have to wait 24 hours? So Rabbi Mati always tells me, no, because Liban Kal is also a gather of Nisraf and Komo. It's just Nisraf and Komo on a on Heterabola, but it's Nisraf and Komo. My friend Rabbi Yossi Jacobs from the Vada Kashas of Queens, we were discussing it over Pesach, because someone came over to him and asked him, when he does the Hechsherim, does he wait 24 hours for the Liban Kal? So he says, no, it's Liban Kal, you don't have. So Rabbi Bleich's son-in-law, Rabbi Gurwitz, a big Talmud Chacham, so he showed him, you know, that the Prima Godim in Pilchas Pesach at Tof Nun Beis says that maybe Liban Kal is a din of poilit. So then, based on that, he said that maybe there's a svara that waited 24 hours by the Liban Kal. But if you hold on that way, that Liban Kal is then also of sarif, so then you wouldn't need it. Okay, so these are basic yisodas. We're not finished, obviously. I just want to stop here for now. We'll continue. Bezer Shem on Wednesday. We finished the basic yisodas, and maybe I'll touch up one or two pieces that I didn't fully. We're going to the next. I wanted to maybe say over, you know, but the main things in this packet we basically we did. You can see more people have, but the yisodas that I wanted to articulate, I think, so you know, so some people will put it in the oven and do a Liban Kal, putting it in the oven, they'll have their 550. Rabbi holds you can really be more maple, so it depends on the situation or how you want to be.
Good question. If you let's say you that has been pulled by Liban, but there's no like water, I think, that's going into
right.
How's
it pulling where? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pulling in the air. Right.
So it's a hydrogen. It's not flying.
Not flying. Yeah. 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 Right. It's going in and comes back in. Right. Unless it goes into the air and then. It goes into the air and lays on the top of the kli and then it comes back in. Okay, Rabbi Osei, okay, a lot to think about, but these are the yisod of the three shitas, and the Rawaz yisod, but this, we'll talk more, this is just the beginning. Okay,